Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. Joe, we're up here, we're watching this TV, and this is Josh Groban on TV.
Yes, in for Seacrest.
Singer, famous singer. You were just singing me the song. You want to do it again?
No, that's okay. He's got a lot of Christmas songs, too, but he does have that one non-Christmas song.
Oh, so he's in it. He's on Regis today.
He's in for Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest. I was going to say show. Regis, but, you know, basically, he's in for Regis.
You're not the only one that calls it Regis, I bet.
Well, I mean, that's the show. they didn't change the name of The Price is Right after Bob Barker left.
That's right. That's true.
It's the Regis show.
Yeah.
You said he's the Beast.
He's the Beast on the upcoming live-action Beauty and the Beast on ABC, yes.
They couldn't have found a better Beast? Like, when you say the Beast, I'm sorry, I don't... Scrawny, nerdy opera singer is not the first thing that comes to my mind.
But there's one important thing of what you said. You need a singer for what they're doing. It's Beauty and the Beast, the musical.
I think there are bigger singers.
Yeah, you're probably right.
In stature. Yeah. Maybe not in name brand, but... You know, who look a little bit more the Beast.
Well,
I shouldn't look at the Beast and be like, yeah, I think I could take him.
They probably are thinking this is going to be December 15th, 10 days before Christmas. Who's a well-known Christmas singer? Bublé can't do it. He's on tour. Josh Groban.
Sinatra, out.
Yeah, Sinatra.
Dean Martin, out.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Nat King Cole, unavailable.
Yep.
Josh Groban. Mariah Carey?
Not in it.
Unavailable.
Yeah. Oh, she's on tour. Yeah.
On tour.
For sure.
Couldn't do it. Yeah. So, Groban, you're the Beast.
Josh Groban. And what's the selling point?
You couldn't get The Rock?
That's a good
There's
point.
A Beast.
Can he sing?
What channel is it on?
ABC.
Oh, he's an NBC guy, I think.
Right. I mean, wherever the XFL is, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
He's too busy working on the XFL.
But they're trying to make like a new Christmas special. Is that the thing? Like Christmas time?
Live action
musical, like that's the new thing. We want to make that a new tradition. You were just telling me about the Peanuts Christmas special. You didn't care for it.
No, and I know this, for some reason people get upset. It's just not for me. I gave it a try 1 year. Not a fan. I love Rudolph. Frosty, I could do without Frosty Returns. But, you know, Charlie Brown Christmas was never the... You know, the holiday watch was never on my holiday watching list, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
I don't, you say like people get upset. I just can't imagine somebody getting upset over
because
that.
Because there are people who believe, and it's not a majority of people, but there is a vocal amount of people, let me word that properly, who believe that the Charlie Brown Christmas is not only a good Christmas special, but as our boss put in the email, the best of all time. And I don't think it's anywhere close. Like I said, I don't even think it's on the list of must watch at the holiday time. Must watch at the holiday time, Rudolph, Frosty, Home Alone. We'll make arguments for, Christmas Vacation and Elf. We'll make arguments for the other ones.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wouldn't put anything as must watch. I just can't imagine somebody telling me they don't like anything and being like, oh my goodness, how could you not like it? Like, yeah, I don't know. Not everything's for everybody.
Exactly. But there are some people who get... upset when you say, hey, I love Seinfeld. But guess what? I know a number of people who don't like Seinfeld. Okay. Especially
because it's 30 years old now. It's like you told me, like my wife thought I was crazy because I didn't like The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And I looked at that and said, like, why would you have any opinion of The Wizard? It's a 100-year-old movie.
Yeah.
What? I would never name a 100-year-old movie and expect you to have any sort of opinion on it.
I fell asleep on the couch last night because she wanted to watch The Wizard of Oz. So I said, okay.
I think you
can go watch that in the bedroom.
I think the wild thing here is that somebody the age of 30 wanted to watch a 100-year-old movie.
Yeah.
Was it that good, Wizard of Oz?
No.
It's fine.
No.
It's fine. It compared to other movies that were made in 1939, I think it's held up pretty well. I would say
compared to all the 1939 movies I've made, I've watched.
Yeah, exactly. You've heard of one.
Timeless. I took place in the elementary school at Smallwood, fifth grade. The production of A Wizard of Oz.
Ooh, wait. 803-0930. Call in. And you can also text in, who did Joe play in the production of The Wizard of Oz? I don't want you to continue with that story because that's something we'll unveil before we go to break.
Okay.
Who did Joe play in The Wizard of Oz? Let me think about this. Not Dorothy is my first guess.
No.
Your voice Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I would like to hear the rendition.
Yeah.
But if I'm guessing they didn't place you there.
If I get, yeah. Well, we'll see what people think.
Flying Monkey is my guess. Don't spoil it.
Okay.
So, they want somebody to run around and go crazy on the stage. That would be my guess. Flying Monkey, you'll unveil that for us before we go to break.
Into the segment, we'll talk about that. But no, Wizard of Oz, Charlie Brown Christmas. It's not one of those things like, oh, you just don't like, you know, old movies, old shows. As we know, as I talked, one of my favorite shows of all time is Columbo. So it has nothing to do with the time period. It's just doesn't entertain me.
It's a Wonderful Life. Somebody brought up on the text board. They always show that Christmas Eve, and I've probably seen it once. And it's nice to have. I would guess in terms of Christmas tradition, when it comes to TV or TV special, A Christmas Story is probably as close as I get to that. Because at some point on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning, you know, late morning,
yep,
I will turn on the TV to A Christmas Story at some point.
The marathon?
Yes, because it's on, you know, 24/7. Yep. What? When do they start? Early Christmas Eve and
8 o'clock Christmas Eve till 8 o'clock Christmas night, unless you're on TNT, and then that's an hour later.
So it's always on. You know, it's always on. You like the movie. You know the movie. You've seen it a million times. You can pick it up in the middle of anywhere. So you flick it on. It's always going to be on at some point in that 24-hour period. Not necessarily, though, sitting down and watching it, right?
Right.
It's in terms of like a full-on thing, like this is what we have to do.
It's good because, okay, we have, you know, an hour for me, it's an hour before we have to go to my parents' house or to my in-laws' house. Hey, let's turn it on. Like you said, you can pick it up wherever. You don't have to watch it till the end, but it's something, you mm-hmm. know. That, because I was not a big Christmas Story fan until I met my wife and I watched it, actually gave it a chance. And I like that movie now. And yeah, on Christmas Day, we will find it on the TV at some point throughout the day.
I like the movie. I feel like I'm lacking in tradition because we've been talking over the past couple of days. You know, you're mentioning some of the Christmas movies. I mean, well, no offense. What you do, I don't take too seriously because you start the Christmas celebration September.
I wouldn't be offended by that at all.
And you know what I mean. Yeah. Like, if you are doing something as a tradition and I'm not necessarily taking that in terms of I'm the Grinch. You know what I mean? But
also a must watch, the Jim Carrey Grinch, but go ahead.
You're talking about the movies and the songs and everything like that, and then we had the Sienna poll yesterday about some of the different holiday traditions. What are you looking forward to? And I can't think of any, like, one thing in particular. I mean, there's things that we do on Christmas, but there's not, like, a thing, you know, like a specific food, a specific show, a specific something like that, that we end up watching around this time. And I'm wondering, maybe like my kids will dictate what that ends up being. We watched The Grinch, the original Grinch.
The cartoon?
The cartoon.
Yeah, it's a good one.
The other night. We put up the tree, watched you. All right, you can watch The Grinch because it's only 20 minutes.
Yes. That's right. Rudolph is good too.
It's 20 minutes?
Rudolph's an hour. Frosty's 20 minutes.
Frosty's 20 minutes?
Yep. It goes Rudolph.
Because there was a Frosty on there, and it was an hour. It might have been a different one.
I believe the original Frosty, because the way I remember it is on CBS, you'd have Rudolph, Frosty, and Frosty Returns. That's how I remember it as a kid, watching those three in a row. And I always hated Frosty Returns, but I liked the first two.
I liked Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
That's a good one. That's on every day on Freeform. So you can't miss that. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll have to tune in. That was mine.
I feel there's got to be a movie, because most people I know have a movie. They either watch it Thanksgiving night or, you know, the weekend of Thanksgiving. That's like a tradition. Get the family around and watch this movie. I know a friend of mine, Thanksgiving night, except for last year, they would watch Christmas Vacation Thanksgiving night. That was a family tradition to kick off what they perceived to be the holiday season. Obviously, holiday season starts November 1st. But for them, that movie, Thanksgiving night, would kick off the holiday season.
Yeah, we don't have any of that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But, and I never even thought about that. But what is your Christmas tradition? And what do you think about some of the ones that are more popular? And the one that I cannot stop thinking about, Joe, is because it was part of the Sienna poll yesterday, is fruitcake.
Yeah.
And the one people say, oh, I run away from it. I dread the fruitcake in the holiday season. I have never had fruitcake. I have never seen a fruitcake on the table at any Christmas or Christmas Eve party I've ever been to, nope, at any house of any family member, blood or otherwise related. How? I every time I hear somebody talking about fruitcake...
Where are you getting this?
It is... But it is always negative, right? Yeah. It's always somebody complaining about how awful fruitcake is.
Right.
So my question is, how is it still a thing that everybody's talking? It's asked about in the polls. Somewhere, somebody has to have a fruitcake. I was in the store yesterday. I saw it there.
Oh, you did?
Why is fruitcake a thing? I've never had it. I've never seen it on a table. I've only heard people complain about it.
I've heard people complain about it. I've seen, gag gifts about fruitcake when I worked in retail. That would be like the joke. Hey, it's one of those things you would put the actual gift in a box that made it look like it was something else. And fruitcake was one of the things. Like, hey, I got you this, fresh fruitcake. I've never seen it out as part of the Christmas Eve spread. Now, granted, my entire life I've gone to my parents' Christmas Eve party, and that's been the tradition for 30-some years. But I've never seen fruitcake out. I've never been offered fruitcake. I've never seen it here at the station when they put a spread out around the holiday time. So you hear all the stuff about it. I actually don't know if I've even ever seen it in the grocery store. I've never had it. I've never heard anyone that looks forward to it and says, oh, holiday time, the best part. No, what's that? The fruitcake. Oh, okay. That if someone said that, that would be the first time I'd hear that.
I've only known it as like somewhat of a joke.
Yeah.
What song?
Oh, what's the song? I'll get it.
But I've only ever heard it talked about. Is it like the gross fruitcake that nobody wants? It's always holiday time. And I've just never seen it. It's never been a thing that I've seen on the table. And can you make a good fruitcake? Is there a difference between a good and a bad fruitcake? Are there fruitcakes people actually enjoy that are being made out there? Somebody on our text board, someone's saying, all right, fruitcake is regifted every year to somebody else. Okay, it's like a gag gift, but it's always talking about how bad it is. There's somebody else saying, all right, here's a bakery that makes an awesome fruitcake. You'd have to tell me, what makes an awesome fruitcake?
Yeah,
someone else saying, I love fruitcake. Mountain Dew has a special fruitcake flavor. That doesn't sound good at all. And then somebody else says, all right, I guess my grandpa ate too much fruitcake. He hated it, so I grew up without it. I grew up without it, and I don't know why. It was just never an option.
What makes a good fruitcake? Because I'm looking at these recipes now. Right? It's got it says this will be the fruitcake that everyone looks forward to. Okay, so what makes a good one? What makes a bad one? What goes into a fruitcake?
Someone texting in, fruitcake is good. You can chime in. 803-0930 to give us a ring here on WBEN. The fruitcake is good. It's just weird, is what somebody said. It is definitely weird.
So, fruitcake, yeah. I mean, again, I've never had it. I don't think I've ever seen it. But let's talk about it. So if it's not fruitcake, Brian, what is a holiday food? Beside turkey, what is a holiday food? What is something...
Like a Christmas holiday food?
Yeah, the holidays are here. I can't wait to see
Christmas
blank.
Cookies.
Okay.
Christmas cookies are always there. No matter where I've been, I've never seen a fruitcake. I always see some sort of assortment of Christmas cookies.
Yeah.
In terms of like a dinner food, I don't know if I've had the same thing twice.
There you go.
Sometimes people are making beef. It's great. Sometimes it's a ham. I've had a turkey on Christmas.
Yeah,
sometimes it's something else. I've had cold cuts on Christmas. I've had everything on Christmas. There's not like one particular food, at least in my family. The only thing that stays the same are the cookies. And not that the cookies are exactly the same, but there's always... cookies.
I like Christmas cookies. I like my mom makes peanut butter balls and peanut butter fudge for Christmas. I've already got my Tupperware full, so you can tell that diet's going well. That makes me think of the holidays, the spread my parents put out at their Christmas Eve party, which is my favorite part of the holidays. Any food there makes me think of the holidays. And last year, My mom didn't make the holiday sandwiches or the Christmas sandwiches, and that really, that was upsetting. That was, you know, I missed that of last Christmas. I hope that same mistake isn't made this year. That is a food that you don't really think of it, but when it's not there, something's missing. You know what I mean? Something's missing on this table.
The fruitcake response on the text board is wild in each direction. Someone saying, I've never had a bad fruitcake. The other one that I liked, turn your oven to 390 degrees, wrap your fruitcake in tin foil, now throw the fruitcake in the garbage and put in a frozen pizza, and then you'd have something that's good. Someone else says to toast the fruitcake, and maybe it would be good then. I don't know if I've ever even tried that with like a banana bread.
By the way, can I say something? Someone said they've never had a bad fruitcake. I can't think of a food that I've never had a bad one of. Even my favorite food, I've had a bad one of it before.
Yeah. You know? Chicken fingers, probably the easiest thing to get right. I've had a bad chicken finger.
Exactly.
Someone says, I love fruitcake. You owe it to yourselves to try it at least once. You'd have to tell me what makes a good thing.
What am I looking for?
Like, what is the best fruitcake? Is it homemade? Is there a fruitcake you can buy that is good? Someone says as long as it has a lot of rum in it. So will you douse it with booze so that you don't taste what it actually is? Is that the key?
Well, the recipe that I have in front of me right now, Brian, says you put rum, brandy, apple juice, or cranberry juice in the finished product.
What is it supposed to taste like in the end?
Yeah, I... No idea.
That's what I don't go. There's all these different... All right, so we got apricots, pears, raisins, and pecans.
Toast to add butter. I'll just have toast.
It doesn't sound appetizing to me that much. Someone else saying, my fruitcake was a family tradition growing up. My mother made great fruitcake. Look forward to it each Christmas season. Wouldn't you have rather just made cookies?
Yeah, something that everyone likes. A nice frosted cookie.
I mean, I guess if you really actually enjoy the fruitcake, but it seems like most people really don't on our text.
It seems very hit or miss with a lot of misses.
A lot of misses, and the hits are when you douse it with booze so much so that you can't light a candle within 50 yards of it. Right? Someone else, I'm 60 years old. I've never eaten a fruitcake. That's my, I think that's where I'm going to end up.
I'm more than halfway there.
But if someone has a suggestion, listen, I'm not about to make a fruitcake.
No.
But if somebody has a suggestion of, can you go out and buy a decent fruitcake? Like, is that possible? And if you have a suggestion, we'll try it at some point in the next month here.
Yeah.
On the show.
We'll bring it in.
We'll figure out what. It never looks appetizing, by the way.
No, that's probably one of the reasons.
It looks like the worst banana bread I've ever made with a bunch of junk shoved into it, is what fruitcake looks like.
I mean, the picture I'm looking at now, which says it's everyone's favorite fruitcake, that's the name of the recipe, does not look... If that was on a table, I'd be skipping right over
it. All my recipes are named everyone's favorite blank. All right, Joe, you were in The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
What grade?
Fifth grade. Mr. Milliman's class.
My guess is that you were one of the flying monkeys. Yep. The popular guess on the text board is that you were Toto the dog. What were you really?
Well, it was kind of a trick question because I controlled the mouth of the Wizard of Oz. So I was nothing. I moved the mouth to the Wizard of Oz.
But you weren't Oz.
No. Someone else
played Oz.
There, I was behind a prop, so you could not see me, and I would just move the mouth of
you
Oz.
You moved a mouth, but not your own.
Right.
You were never allowed to speak.
Right.
So you were Oz. I mean, that's...
I did way too much speaking in class, so my
teacher... You're in the title. Dorothy's not in the title.
That's right.
You were Oz. You were the show.
I was the Wizard of Oz. I was the big and scary Oz before the curtain was
The whole show is leading up to you.
Yes.
Carmella... Carmella, what do you think? Fruitcake, should we try one here? What's the big deal?
Well, every year, started about 25 years ago, somebody gave somebody a fruitcake, somebody in the family. And we would take it home, put it in the freezer, and the next year somebody else would get it. But I personally enjoy fruitcake.
So it's like the gag gift in your family, but you like it. So when you get it, do you eat it?
No, I freeze it and give it to somebody else next year. I buy my own.
So how long has this frozen fruitcake been going around the family?
Probably about 25 years or so.
Wow. Yeah, please don't eat it. What makes a good fruitcake if we're going to try to go out and buy one? What should we be looking for?
I couldn't tell you. I just buy the cheap one.
All right, the cheap one.
Wow.
You don't have to ask me twice.
I've made it before, and it was good, but it's a pain.
It seems like it. Hey, Camarella, thank you. We'll buy the cheap one, Joe. WBEN, B-Maz and Beamer. We'll be back after the news. That's right. Back here on WBEN, Brian Mazeroski, Joe Beamer here with you, talking about the holidays. Mystery solved. Joe was Oz in his school play. Not the actual Oz,
no.
Just the mouth.
Yeah.
He moved a piece of cardboard.
They're like, how can we get Beamer to shut up for a few hours?
Stick them behind Oz. Fruitcake, we're talking about some of the holiday traditions that people have. And I'm just amazed that fruitcake keeps on coming up and up and up. And it, comes up so often. It was in the latest poll we were talking about yesterday. What do people not look forward to? 25%, though, say they look forward to eating fruitcake. I just want to know, how come I keep hearing about fruitcake? I've never had one.
Don't see it.
I've never seen one on the table. Yet it seems to be like this holiday staple. Am I missing out? And I guess it depends on who you ask, Joe.
It does seem to be. And now people are getting a little more specific about, you know, where to get it and what you should put in.
Well, because I asked if we're going to try a fruitcake here. I mean, I should try it.
Are you really going to try it?
I mean, just see what it's about, see what, you know, is happening. And I said, we'll just buy, you know, a fruitcake from somewhere. And now two people have said, you have to buy a fruitcake fresh from a local bakery, not, you know, one sitting in a box on a store somewhere.
So,
and I would imagine that's like kind of, you know, a donut. You want to get it from somewhere who's actually making a donut, not out of a box in a store somewhere.
That's right. So what we have to do is get Jimmy on his way in one day to pick up a pre-ordered fruitcake at a bakery, and then we will have the
freshest. How much is this fruitcake setting us back, by the way?
Us. WBEN's
expensed?
Paying for, WBEN's paying for the fruitcake. Come on.
The expensed fruitcake. Somebody saying, all right, you can get a good fruitcake, get a small cake, and then just add in fruit in the middle. I don't think that's the actual fruitcake. It's just like mixing in strawberries with the frosting. That's just cake.
That's cake. That sounds really good.
With strawberries. But I don't know. Fruitcake, it keeps coming up. I still have never seen it. I don't think I'll see it this... Maybe it is there and I just don't... I pass it by, but I swear it is not there on the table anywhere.
I will confidently say I've never seen it on the table at any kind of holiday gathering. Now, to your alcohol point... someone did say that their mother used to marinate the finished fruitcake in wine for a couple days before serving it.
Doesn't that destroy? Like, if I made a bread or a cake or anything and soaked it in any type of liquid,
it's going to disintegrate.
The whole thing would fall apart, I think.
It'd just be floating fruit by the end.
Right? I just can't imagine that. It must be a pretty dense, disgusting cake if you can soak it in any sort of liquid for 2 hours. Also, the cake itself must not be good if you have to do that.
No, I mean,
that's all I'm saying.
Everything we're hearing is, oh, it's good if you add this.
Yeah.
Like, go to the liquor store to add what you want to put into the fruitcake for it to taste
good. It's like when I have ice cream. A lot of people put like a bunch of whipped cream and chocolate sauce and everything on the ice cream. I don't need to. I like ice cream. Ice cream is good. If you have to put all that stuff on top of it, the actual thing must not be that good. When you have a pie and somebody's loading it with whipped cream, I take that as a sign as the pie is not good on its own.
I do like a little whipped cream on my pumpkin pie, even if it's good. And I have to say, I'm fine having just plain ice cream at home, but if I'm out somewhere and they have the hot fudge, that's going on the ice cream.
I mean, it's good, don't get me wrong,
yeah,
but it's good also
addition.
Good. It doesn't need it.
No.
You can just have ice cream
there
and be fine.
And there's also, there are some times where I've had a pie where it needs a little of the whipped cream.
Right, yeah. But now, apparently, that is every fruitcake ever made.
Yeah,
it needs an assistant.
If it was good, if fruitcake was widely delicious and every fruitcake was good, Brian, both of us by now would have had a taste of a fruitcake. There's a reason it's not on the table at most gatherings that we've been to.
On our text board, fruitcake is meant to be aged. Do we have to strip the cake away from fruitcake? Cake is not meant to be aged.
No.
There's nothing that's a baked good that it can be meant to be aged, right?
No.
The flavor improves. I mean, how long are you putting it in the wine cellar for 5 years?
Is it blue cheese?
It gets moldy.
We're aging the...
I don't think it works. But anyways, if you have a fruitcake, yes or no, a suggestion for us, let us know. 803-0930.
And I agree with the texter. It's like adding sugar and cream to your coffee. That's why I like my coffee with nothing in it. Plain coffee, that means it's a good coffee.
I don't drink coffee, but I think one of the reasons why is because I will only try it black.
Yep.
No cream, no sugar. I wouldn't be switching the coffee from something with a bunch of stuff loaded in it.
The fake sugar that you drink now?
Yeah, to just load a bunch of extra stuff in the coffee. Yeah,
exactly.
But anyways, someone's saying it's extremely dense. It's like a pound cake, but a 20-pound cake is what it sounds like.
It really does. If it's going to sit in wine and not deteriorate.
We mentioned a Christmas story, and I was talking about this earlier this morning. With a Christmas story, the family is putting up their Christmas tree on Christmas Eve. Is that a holiday tradition that exists in Western New York? I mean, I take that Christmas story. What's a Christmas story set in?
The 50s.
Is it the 50s?
Yeah, it's from the 80s, but it's
supposed to be the 50s. Like, was that the tradition that a lot of people have? I can't imagine doing the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve.
No, that seems like a lot of work for very little time of enjoyment.
People are out there. The tree lots seem full. There's plenty of trees available. But I feel like most people are getting them this past weekend. They're getting them this weekend, throughout the week this week.
I've seen a lot of cars over the weekend and yesterday that had the tree tied up to the top.
But does anybody do that? Christmas Eve for the tree? You can let us know. Michael in Buffalo. All right, Michael, on the fruitcake, it's on your table on Christmas?
It definitely is. Not all the time, because I'm not a pastry person in general. I don't like a lot of sweets. But my heritage is Caribbean, more specifically Jamaican, right? And when I listen to you guys sometimes, honestly, as entertaining and informative as you guys can be sometimes, you guys spew a lot of ignorance, a lot of cliche, a lot of stereotypes that just don't hold up. A fruitcake, for example, is something of an amalgam, right? It's a pastry, but it is a pastry that should be and can be aged. What you do is you bake it with such a rich body and texture that it actually absorbs the wine or the liqueur that you put in it. And it becomes better. It stays moist if you simply coat it lightly with wine occasionally. You can have that thing for up to a year later, and it's still tasty.
And
this is coming from someone who's not big on pastry.
Michael, I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around anything that is considered a baked good also being good for up to a year. And I understand, okay, you're preserving it a little bit with the alcohol or whatever you're putting in it, but at the end of the day, it is a baked good. Those are supposed to be best fresh out of the oven.
Yes. But again, as I said, this is really of a pastry and a cooked product, right? So it's not your typical pastry in the sense that it's supposed to be, you know, a day old or a week old fresh. It is meant to last a while, and it's meant to absorb, you know, progressive portions of wine or liqueur or rum that you're putting in it. and that helps to sustain it, but it also helps to enhance it. And this thing, if it's made with the intent of being very potent, alcohol-wise, a slice of that thing can get you tipsy. So it's not a regular pastry. The same way you may have something like, maybe a peach cobbler. There are people who don't like fruits in their cake, right? Or don't like whipped cream, as your other host was saying, on, you know, pies and stuff. But there's some products that are enhanced, right? It complements it. And that's what happens with the fruitcake. It's a particular type of product that gets enhanced and complemented.
You're saying this is like a tradition almost for you, a cultural tradition. If it wasn't tradition, would you have fruitcake on the table on Christmas on merit alone? In other words, is it better than a Christmas cookie or something else?
I won't say it's better, but it's as good. And it's not just a Christmas tradition. A fruitcake, in fact, within the Jamaican culture, it's not just considered a fruitcake. It's called fruitcake. It's called black cake. It's called rum cake, right? It's known by all those monikers because people focus on particular aspect of it that they particularly enjoy, right? Some people like the fruit. Some people like the rum. Some people like, you know, like the actual texture and the full-bodied thickness of that pastry, as opposed to something lighter like a pound cake. So you can have it all year round, and it's had all year round in any bakery that's, you know, branded as a Caribbean or a West Indian bakery. You can find a fruitcake at any time of the year, and it's made at any time of the year.
Pretty interesting, Michael. Thank you for the call. Thanks for listening. Jimmy, Michael goes in the Rolodex as our fruitcake historian.
Yeah. I also want to appreciate him saying that we're entertaining.
But I like that as a tradition. And I would imagine if it's something that you have had in the family for a very long time, we're not exactly talking about the same fruit. Not everybody's talking about the same fruitcake. Michael's fruitcake, to me, sounds a little bit different from the fruitcake I get heard about or I hear about on holiday time as being like this nasty whatever thing.
Yeah. I like I said, I think it's time for us to try one. And maybe this week, next week, we'll get a fresh fruitcake in studio and you and I will give our rating.
On the text board, someone's saying, I'd imagine a fruitcake is different things in different cultures. Jamaica hasn't cornered the market on fruitcake. I like that. Maybe the Jamaican fruitcake is probably good. In our American culture, fruitcake is synonymous with being junk.
Yeah.
Right? That's right. I mean, that's what most people know it as.
That's right.
In some cultures, they make a very good fruitcake. They enjoy it. Ours, fruitcake is apparently a gag gift. And someone else saying that he's making it sound like the old school version of a pop brownie, which I guess would be correct if you're just dousing the whole thing in booze all the time.
Yeah, we'll have to give it a try, Brian, and I will be going into the trying with an open mind. I'm willing to have my mind changed on what I've perceived fruitcake, which I've never had, as being disgusting. I'll try it and maybe my mind will change.
The on the Christmas tree, which we were mentioning in A Christmas Story, we were talking about that last segment. They put up the tree on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Which I always thought was strange. And I wasn't sure if, like, my timeline. I was like, oh, well, maybe this is, they're just showing this, and then they show that it's Christmas. Like, no, it is actually on Christmas Eve. That's apparently not too much out of the ordinary. Somebody texted in saying that when they were younger, it was part of the whole Christmas thing was Santa brought the tree. I just, like, parents, could you imagine?
Wait a minute.
That whole, or did, like, could you imagine not only the present? I mean, that's hard enough. The tree came in after the kids went to bed.
So you'd wake up.
There's so much swearing that goes on. The kid would wake up.
Wait. Santa brings the tree. So you wake up on Christmas and decorate the tree that Santa brought?
No, the tree is there. It's all decorated and everything like that.
Oh.
When you wake up in the morning.
Okay.
You come down to a Christmas tree.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know if it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. I don't understand. And by the way, I was wrong. A Christmas Story is based in 1940, not 1950. I was a decade off. I'm sorry. I just, you know, get the Christmas tree up. This is my whole argument with Christmas music. You've got all these decorations. You've got the house looking great for the holidays. Why not get that done sooner than later?
Yeah, your soon is ridiculously too soon.
And I agree. I agree. However, I'd rather have it sooner than later.
But that's some people's Christmas tradition.
Yeah,
some people go out on Christmas Eve. Some people might put up the Christmas tree on Christmas
and
Eve.
And I don't understand that tradition. But hey, if that's your tradition, that's great. A lot of people don't understand why Joe Beamer starts holidays in October. But you know what? I mean, we all have our thing.
I like it it's something to do on Christmas Eve. You know, some people exchange a gift on Christmas Eve. You get together. I mean, you might do nothing. You might watch A Christmas Story. Some people are decorating the tree on Christmas. Personally, I couldn't think. I'm already. Now, Joe, I have to go today. It's raining, which doesn't make this fun. I have to put some lights up outside.
I told you.
Because we're approaching the point a week into December where at some point there is a point of no return to me.
What is that point of no return?
I don't know what the point of no return is. If I don't have everything up by a certain date, the week of Christmas, it's just not getting done. Now, the Christmas tree is a little bit different. Say you were busy, maybe you went on vacation or something like that, and then you get back 5 days before Christmas, and then you have to put up the Christmas tree. Well, the Christmas tree is going up in our house regardless. The lights and everything else, if I don't have that up by the middle of December, what's the point?
Yeah.
I'm not going through all the hassle of getting everything out, putting everything up, if it's not going to be enjoyed for at least a month.
So you're left with just the lights now.
I mean, that's pretty much all
everything
we do.
Everything else is up. Inside,
everything else is the tree.
Your tree's up.
Yeah, that's
it. The lights are on the tree.
Lights are on the tree. There's ornaments on the tree. And then we do some lights outside. I mean, there's no other real decorating that goes on. We have a tree. Bringing a tree inside my house is enough.
There you go. Okay.
Even if it's fake. And then the lights outside. I have to get on the lights outside.
Yeah.
Part of it. Especially when it's nice out today, or else it's just going to not be worth it in the end. That is what would get me. Like, as much as I like the idea of a Christmas Eve tradition, I think it's nice. Christmas Eve, you set up the tree. That is pretty cool. I would not be able to get over the part, like, I'm doing all this work
for a week
to have this up for. Yeah, when are you taking it down? I'm not leaving it up until February, probably. When am I taking this down?
So when would you say is the point of no return on the lights? This weekend?
Yeah.
Okay, so this weekend would be, if by kickoff Sunday you don't have the lights up, you're probably going lightless this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll hear it. I'll hear about it because it's my job, and it's I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that would be my fault. I wish that you could leave the lights up, and like there are no-show lights that I could have and just put it up once. Leave it up there throughout the season. You can't see it at all when it's not on.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
And then you don't have to do it.
Yeah, that was my idea with the Christmas tree. I wanted to last year leave the Christmas tree decorated and just put it in our guest room. And I was told that was not a good idea.
No.
Why not? No one's going to see it in the
Christmas tree up year round.
But no one's going to see it. Like our guest room until a few weeks ago was just storage. That'd been a great idea. Less work.
Someone on the text board said fruitcake versus mistletoe. Mistletoe is something else that I don't think I've really seen. You're probably not allowed to put mistletoe up in the office in 2022.
No. That is no longer allowed.
Might not even be allowed in your own home. The mistletoe has fallen out of favor fast.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like growing up, I never saw mistletoe hanging around. You know, but it is in a lot of Hallmark movies, and the couple at the center of the movie seem to get under that mistletoe quite often.
It's when's the last movie plot to have mistletoe?
Movie plot?
Yeah.
Well, that was when, you know, the movie that...
Probably not recent.
The movie that was in Buffalo where the airport closed because of snow. Sound familiar? And they had to rent a car and drive to New York City. The car breaks down, obviously. They get stuck in a Christmas town, obviously. And the two people who didn't really like each other are under the mistletoe. And that's when things start to change.
On the decorating, somebody else saying, just get the color-changing LED lights. You can use them for all the holidays.
You're not a multiple holiday light person?
No, there's one holiday that gets the lights.
Yeah.
And then there's long stretches of the summer. Are you doing red, white, and blue lights every night on your house throughout the summer?
I'm doing red, white, and blue lights on my house for the Super Bowl. If I had a house.
You could do that, but I'm not going to be the year-round lighthouse, probably.
No.
And
that's like the year-round inflatable thing out front, right? You've got the inflatable heart for Valentine's Day, the inflatable shamrock for St. Patrick's Day.
People have inflatable everything for
Uncle
everything.
Sam for July 4th.
Is that a thing?
Oh, I've seen it.
I have to change the flag, too, when I get home. I'll do that. The Bills flag down for the last few weeks. Usually it's American flag summers, Bills flag fall and winter.
Yeah.
American flag was back up over the last 2 weeks. It's time to...
Okay.
We'll make the switch over again.
Yeah.
After we were knocked out. But, it was, again, good run.
It was a good run. And it's going to be in the States in 4 years. Less than 4 years because, it was later this year.
I do want to hear from this person. We have to go, but you can text back tomorrow. Someone's saying, I used to wrap all the pictures, mirrors, with ribbons and bows and everything. And they said way easier, not as much to store away. Like, year-round... Every picture and mirror in your house had ribbons and everything on it? It's a very festive house, but I don't think I can get away with
more.
That year-round. Let me know more tomorrow on 803-0930. We'll be back here tomorrow, Joe.
Yes,
can't
we will.
Can't wait to see you. B-Maz and B-Maz on WBEN.